We're on Daf Chof Ches Amet Beis, the last Shura of the Gemara. The end of the Shura. Amalei Rab Zeire Leshamai Ichaven Utkali. Rab Zeire told his Meshores that he should be Mechaven and be Tekeya for him. Rashi says, Ichaven utkali, tiskaven litkoya bishmi, leitzieni yedei chayvosi. Very interesting loshen. Litkoya bishmi, leitzieni yedei chayvosi. Now, there is a big machlokes. What is pshat in this memra of Rab Zeire? The Baal HaMoer learns pshat, that Rab Zeire, we heard before on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, that Rabbi said, that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavone. And here Rab Zeire told the Lishama, he told him, Ichaven utkali. It would seem that the Tekeya has to be Mechaven loitzieni yedei chayvosi. Not only do you need that the Shemeya has to be Mechaven to be Yoitze, no, the Tekeya also has to be Mechaven to be Moitzi the Shemeya. That is how the Baal HaMoer wants to say Bishitas Rashi. So it comes out that Rab Zeire is Choylik on Rabbe and Rove, and Rab Zeire holds Mitzvah Striches Kavona plus. Not only do you need Kavonas HaShemeya, you would also need Kavonas Hamashmiya. The Chsam Seifa, it would seem, the Chsam Seifa is saying, according to Shitas Rashi, that Be'emison Rab Zeire is not at all mishing a rein in the Shaila. The Shaila of Mitzvah Tzriches Kavone could be, he holds like Rove, that Mitzvah Sloy Tzriches Kavone. And therefore, Atekeya Lashir, the person will blow a shofar, the kavona is l'shem shir, not l'shem mitzvah, he's yoytze. He blew the shofar, he did the maisa mitzvah, you don't need kavonas, you're yoytze. So what is pshat in Rab Zeire? So the Chsam Seifa wants to say that could be Rab Zeire was machadish, that there's a new din by tkiya shofar, and the din is that not only is one mechuyev to hear a keil shofar, one is mechuyev to blow a shofar. The chiyev of shofar is a mitzvah tekiyah. Now, if that is the chiyev, so then it can shayel aben. So how is a shemeya yoytze? So it goes with a shlichus tekedin. It's a shlichus that fakert that he's mechaven to be tekeya for the shemeya. The shemeya is mechaven to be yoytze with the tekiyah. So this has nothing to do with mitzvah sriches kavonah. Mitzvah sriches kavonah means, if I'm doing a mitzvah, if I'm doing the mitzvah, do I have to have kavonah? So that we all mitzvahs loy sriches kavonah. You're eating matzah, and you're not having enzinin, you want to be mekayim mitzvah sachilas matzah, you're blowing shofar, and you don't want to have enzinin that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. That's good, as long as you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah. But if one is listening to a shofar, then there's a new problem. Then the problem is, there's the mitzvah, or a chelik of the mitzvah is the tkiyah, and you're not blowing the shofar. So therefore, you need a besondere kavone tiskaven litkoya bishmi. Perhaps with good lashon tekali, that litkoya bishmi, to be tekeya for me, loitzieni dechevosi of the mitzvahs tekiya. That is a second mahalach. The Baal HaMoer brings down a third mahalach, that Rab Zeire holds you don't have to be mechaven to be moitzi yedei chayvosei, no lahashmiya leshum tkiyas shofar koldu. That there's a halacha that the tekeya has to be mechaven to be mashmiya. He has to be mashmiya a keil shofar. It could be, to be hammer wanted to be metzadid, that means afilu the tekeya is tekeya loshir. It's also good. You don't have to be tekeya l'shem mitzvah shofar. But you have to have kavone to be mashmiya your tekiya. It could be that mashmiya means that perhaps vavartem shofar is a loshen of you should blow a shofar, that you should be meidia with the shofar. That means the shofar should, you should be mashmiya the keil. That's the mechuvan of the mitzvah. Tamazai hearing a shofar that was blown without kavone lahashmiya, so you're not yoitzim. But you don't need kavone l'shem mitzvah. You need kavone lahashmiya. So these are three mahalchim. According to the last two mahalchim, Rabbi Zeira could hold mitzvahs loy tzriches kavone. According to the first mahalach, Rabbi Zeira holds mitzvahs tzriches kavone. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akasha. Hoya oiver achirei beis haknesses. We hear in the Mishnah, a person was passing by a beis haknesses. So the Mishnah says, "Kiven liba is sufficient." The person who's blowing shayfa in the shul, he doesn't have an zinin for the person who's, for the passerby. So if there's a din, you have to be mashmiya. According to the third pshat, it seems you have to be mashmiya to the person who's hearing also. Not samzay to be mashmiya. You have to be mashmiya for the shemeya. So he doesn't have an zinin for the shemeya. So how is the shemeya yaitze? So the Gemara says, "Hoche b'shliach tzibur askin in the daite yakulei alma." The Mishnah speaking about you have a shliach tzibur. That means so he's blowing for everyone who wants to be yaitze. So memela, so there's no problem that about the passerby because the shliach tzibur is machaven for anyone who wants to be yaitze. Toshma. Niskaven shemeya veloy niskaven mashmiya. Niskaven mashmiya veloy niskaven shemeya lo yotso. Ad she yiskaven shemeya umashmiya. Now, before we go to the Gemara's kasha, let us just refresh our memories. Let us go back to Daf Chof Chesam at Beis, and we'll see how the Gemara understood pshat in this paraisa. Let us go back, but it's the ice cotton base in Dafrof Chesamet base. The ice cotton of the Ein Mishpat. Niskaven shemeya v'loy niskaven mashmiya, mashmiya v'loy niskaven shemeya, lo yotzad shiskaven shemeya u'mashmiya. You need kavona of the shemeya and the kavona of the mashmiya. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime niskaven mashmiya v'loy niskaven shemeya. So now, really, the Gemara Kasha and Rove. Rove says, mitzvahs loy tzriches kavone. So what is pshat in loy niskaven shemeya? If the shemeya wasn't mechaven, why isn't he yoitze? Mitzvahs loy tzriches kavone. He heard the keil, she should be yoitze. So the Gemara says, kisovo chamer ba'almahu. Now that what it says, niskaven shemeya, he has to know what he's hearing. If he's hearing a keil shofar, if he's hearing a keil of a sus, he has to know what he's hearing. That means he has to, that's not considered hearing. If I hear a sound, and if you'll give me a question near, what did you hear? I can't be explicit. I just heard a sound. You have to know that you heard a keil shofar. That's how a rabbi will learn shat in the, that's how Rava will learn pshat in the Baraisa. And if you hold mitzvah sriches kavone, so then niskaven shemeya means that he has to be mechaven to be yaitze the mitzvah. Elo, Rabbi Kaponim, so this chelik of the Baraisa, loy niskaven shemeya, we know pshat. Either he wasn't mechaven to be yaitze, if you hold mitzvah sriches kavone, or he wasn't mavchin what kind of a keil it was. Was a keil shofar, a keil sus? That's also, so he's not yoitze. Elo, like the Gemara, but how we can learn the second half of the Baraisa? Niskaven shemeya v'loy niskaven mashmiya. What if the shemeya was mechaven? But the Mashmiya wasn't Mechavin. Heichi Mashkachas Lo. So what does that mean? That the Mashmiya wasn't Mechavin. Lav B'Tekeya L'Shir. So the Gemara held that that means that the Mashmiya wasn't Mechavin. He blew. So what? Said he wasn't Mechavin. He wasn't Mechavin to do it L'Shem Mitzvah. He was Mechavin to do it L'Shem Shir. And says la yotzo, so you see klo mitzvah sriches kavone. And for the Gemara Dilma the commandvich nevuche. Maybe it means not that he didn't have kavone, he had kavone, he wasn't mechaven l'shem mitzvah. Maybe he wasn't mechaven l'chlal to make a koil. Let's say Tosha's last pshat. He wanted a blow in, inside the shofar to let off some steam. Va'also le'biyadei tkiye. So he was a misasik legabe the tkiye. That means he was, if, that's what the Mishnah means, the Braisa means. If he wasn't mechaven to make a koil, he was mechaven to blow into it, and a koil came out, so that's called a misasik, so memele is layotza. He is not yotza. So we have here two pshatim in this kavan shemeya, either Leinis kavin shemei. Leinis kavin shemei means he wasn't mechavin l'shem mitzvah, or he wasn't mafchin if it was a kol shofar or a kol chamer or a kol sus. And in leinis kavin mashmiya, we also have two pshatim. Other leinis kavin mashmiya, he was l'shem mitzvah. No, he blew it l'shem shir. Or he wasn't mechavin bechlal to blow. He was mechavin to be nefeyach into the shofar, and a koil came out, and then the din of lo yotza. Now let us see, let's go back to our Gemara. Toshma, niskavin shemeyev le niskavin mashmiya, niskavin mashmiyev le niskavin shemeyev, lo yotza chiskavin shemeya u mashmiya. Katoni mashmiya dumye de shemeya. Now, it would seem that the kavonas hamashmiya is similar to the kavonas hashemeya. Ma shemeya, shemeya la'atzmoy. The shemeya, the niskaven shemeya, either shemeya is mechaven to be yoitze mitzvah shofar, or the shemeya is mechaven to be mafchen, that this is a kol shofar, not a kol sus, but it has nothing to do with the other person. It's a private kavonah for himself. La'atzmoy. So, af mashmiya, mashmiya la'atzmoy. So, the kavone of the mashmiya is also a mashmiya la'atzmoy. That means either the mashmiya is blowing to be mekayim mitzvah shofar, or the mashmiya wants to blow a koil, not to be nefeyach in the shofar. That's a taich, niskaven mashmiya. Uketoni loy yotzo. So, iktoni lo yotza, he's not yotza if he's not mechavin. But if he is mechavin, he is yotza. So this is Akasha and Rav Zeire. Rav Zeire had said that there's a new kavone that the mashmiya needs. The mashmiya has to be mechavin to be moitzi the shemeya. It doesn't say that. It just says, lo yotza if he wasn't mechavin l'shem mitzvah, lo yotza if he was a misasik, that abul vice tois, that is the same safe pshat the dik. We'll soon see a goyim that says bein mechudish the kipshat. But that's what the same safe says pshat the dik. Lo yotzev, he wasn't mechav, but he was mechavin laatzmoi. He was mechavin to be mekayim mitzvus tekiya shayfer. He was mechavin to make a koil is yotzo. And there's no problem. I, Rav Zeire said, you need a new kavone. So Vaisis is no such thing. This is a new chiddush of Rav Zeire, that the mashmi has to be mechaven to be meitzi the shemeya. So the Gemara answers tanoi, it's a machloikas tanoi, the sanyem, shemeya, shemeya la'atzmo, you mashmiya, mashmiya lefi darkoi. Omar Rav Yosi, b'med, v'om amurim b'shliach tzibo, was doing for everyone. I will be yochid la yotze shiskaven shemeya umashmiya. So it seems Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Zeira holds like Rabbi Yosi that you have to miskaven shemeya umashmiya to the mashmiya has to be mechavim to be moitzi the shemeya. whatever pshat in Reb Zeira is. Mashmi boi kavone lahoitzi hashemeya. That is Reb Zeira's shita. Now, we had mentioned before the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, uktani lo yotzo. So the pshat in the kasha is, not uktani lo yotzo. The kasha is, but if he wasn't mechavin la'atzma, he's lo yotzo. To the Chassam Sofer, he wasn't mechavin la'atzma, he's yotze. Aye, there's a new problem over here. I says, there's no new problem. L'chayre, if you learn like this, the yotza is going on the shemeya, and then the Baraisa will make a lot of sense. That means as follows. The Baraisa is telling us two cases when the shemeya is not yotza. Case number one, if the shemeya wasn't mechaven, so the shemeya isn't yotza, whatever kavana you need. Case number two, if the mashmiya wasn't mechaven, whatever his kavana is, so also the Shemeya is in Yaitu. Speaking about the Shemeya. So Memela, so the Gemara says, Abba Vaist Ois, if the Mashmiya is Machavin, the correct Kavone, which means he's Machavin to blow, or he's Machavin to be Mekaya Mitzvah Skiya Shaifa. So the Shemeya is Yaitu. So how is the Shemeya Yaitu? Lo Yaitu, because the Mashmiya didn't have that Kavone. But as long as the Shemeya has this Kavone, the Shemeya is Yaitu. Aye, that's not like Rab Zeir. So the Moshe Zeir Nechnami, the Braise is not like Rab Zeir, but Rab Zeir is a Tana, Rab Yaisi, that holds like him. This is very good if we'll say, Yotza is going on the Shemeya. In both cases, the Shemeya is only Yotza, it was Niskaven Shemeya and Niskaven Mashmiya. Now, let us see, let's go into the middle of the Agos, Marav Ranshenberg. He brings down a Goyin. Vahagoyin maror mi Vilna zatzal, perish, the goyin says as follows. Midiktoni loy yotzo beloshin yochit, veloiktoni beloshin rabim loy yotzu. Shma mino derak hamashmiye loy yotzo, avol hashemeya yotzo, avto loy niskaven loy hamashmiye, after in iskavu loy hamashmiya. So the goyin learned pshat in the beraisa as follows. Now let's just see the beraisa nochamo. So the beraisa says niskavin shemeya. If the shemeya was mechavin, let's say if we hold mitzvahs tzriches kavonet. Let's learn the beraisa like that. Niskavin shemeya. If the shemeya was mechavin to be mekayim mitzvah shofar. No, let's just start the other way. Loin niskaven mashmi loin niskaven shemei if the shemei was not mechaven to be mekayim mitzvah shofar lo yotzo, so the shemei isn't yotze. Niskaven shemei yevloin niskaven mashmiya if the shemei was mechaven to be mekayim mitzvah shofar v'loin niskaven mashmiya, but the mashmiya wasn't mechaven. The mashmiya was mechaven lo shir. The Shemeya was mechaven to be kai mitzvah shayifah, but the Mashmiya was mechaven. So what's the din? Lo yotza. What does that mean? The Mashmiya wasn't yotza, because he was mechaven l'shir. The Shemeya will be yotza. That's how the goyin learns pshat. So the shayla is, how is the Shemeya yotza? It wasn't mechaven to be yotzeim. That's the kasha and Reb Zeira. So that's very good if you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavone, so I understand how the goyin learns. But if you learn mitzvahs leitzriches kavone, so how do you learn pshat in loynis kaven mashmi? He wasn't misasik. That means he wasn't mechavan bechlal to make a kol. He wasn't misasik. So then the din is lecheres. So how could you learn loyotzo? The Mishnah says later shemei min a misasik loyotzo. That's klal. If you hear a kol from a misasik, the shemei is also not yotze. So I don't understand how the goyin learn pshat. Fine. Let us go further. Let's go back to the Taisvis we had skipped. Let's go back to the Taisvis. Avon niskaven shemei, avon niskaven mashmiya, eichem mashkachas lo. So the Gemara asked, what is pshat in this baraisa if you hold mitzvahs leitzriches kavone? So Taisvis says, lehavi motzi lemei mekigoin shel niskaven mashmiya lo hoitzi ya shemeya. Because Tosfos weiß doch ois, that according to Rav Zeire, you need kavona lehoitzi, afilu mitzvahs loy tzriches kavona. Could be like the Chassam Sofer, that you have to be moitzi in the din tkiya. So Tosfos says, the Gemara didn't want to say that, the mashma leike, the daik besoif sugye, mashmiya la'atzmei dumya deshemelas, but that's not pshat in the bereis, pshat in the bereis is not to be moitzi in it. Is Alma boy Kavonis. So you can't say that that's Pshat. The law is, comes out later, Marival, is the Barabas is Yeboichik the law. Alma boy Kavonis. Fakel. So the Gemara didn't have an eight, says Araya Alma boy Kavonis. Let us see the Mishnah further. Vohoyo kashe yorim moyshe yodoi vigovar Yisrael. Meniach yodoi is vigovar amoloi. Fragt der Mishnah, vechi yodov shel Moshe oisois molchome oishavreis molchome, was the Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, they were the criteria that made the Govar Yisroel a Govar Amolek. Fragt der Emek Dover, efshe take yo, what's the kasha? Maybe it is that way, take. I mean, all the nisim, horim es matron, dos, and the So he says that the Mulchemes Amolek, the Kavona was not to be a Neis Nigla. The Kavona was that there should be a Tivyis Dikim Malchome, and there should be a Shgoche, Apiderech Ateva, Klal Yisrael should be Menatzeyach Amolekim. It wasn't supposed to be a Neis Nigla. The Keter was supposed to teach that perhaps the Amalekim am gehalten that everything is a mikra. You showed them a nice nigla of Kriyas Yamsuf, and they still were tailored this in mikra. Everything was a mikra by them. So Fakert Muhammad was supposed to be, we'll show you in the teva that there's hashgoche, and that Klal Yisrael will be able to be menatzeir. So a kochach wasn't anes goloi v'chiyod. That's what the Hemek Dover says, and Remisodi brings this down. Yodov shal Moshe oisis mochom oishavis. It wasn't Yodov shal Moshe. Loloi malach kol man shay Yisrael mistaklim klape mailo umishabdim es libom laviim shebashamayim hoyu mizgabrim v'imloi hoyu neiflim. So that's the Mishnah. There's few pshatim in the Mishnah. The Marsha and the Sifsei Chachomim seem to learn pshat. Number one, that this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah was that a person is passing by Beis HaKnesses, and he hears a Kel Shofar, and Kivin Libo Yotza, Vimlav Lo Yotza. So there we had halachically, in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah, whatever Kivin Libo means, and Kivin Libo Yotza, Malay Kivin Lo Yotza. So the Gemara wants to bring, this is a similar zach, that there wasn't the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Sloche of Klal Yisrael was dependent on Kivin Libo. And Fakerd, the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu was also dependent on Kivin Libo. If Klal Yisrael was Kivin Libo, so Moshe Rabbeinu had Koyach Lahorim Yodov. And if Klal Yisrael was not Mechavin Libo, so Moshe Rabbeinu, Fakerd, the whole Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu was through Klal Yisrael. The Iker Meniyah, the Iker motivating force in this Muhammad was the Kavonis Alev of Klal Yisrael. They were able to see what their kavana was accomplishing through the tefillas of Moshe Rabbeinu. But others want to shtel tzutz. I think Abchanina ben Doisa, the Gemara says, Abchanina ben Doisa says when he was mispalo, he knew if the tefillah was niskabel or not niskabel, how the tefillah was said, if it went the psazayizi, if it went bekvedis. So the tefillas of Moshe Rabbeinu was dependent on the kavonas aleiv of Klal Yisrael. And kiven libam, some emailers, yorim Moshe Shodi. So that wasn't a sibbe, that was fakel, that came about through the kavonas aleiv. Iniach yodov, because leikiv nu libam. That's the poshet pshat. The Chasam Sofer has a few pshatim in the Mishnah. He wants to say, Bishlaim, if you hold mitzvah striches kavone, so it's good, the connection. That means there is machaven to mekayim mitzvah Hashem, so he's yaitzah the mitzvah. Here's kivno libam lavine shabashemayim. It's also a psakiva libam, so they were menafayah. So it's the connection is very good. But if you hold the mitzvahs ain't friches kavon, and kivon libam was that he was able to be machin, it's a keil shofar, it's not a keil sus. That's the kivon libam. So here you need a kivon libam, chavno libam lavim shabashemayim. It's a klepsach nish the connection. Number one. And number two, but there's another point that is unclear between the connection of this Mishnah and Yana Mishnah. He says, L'chayre, in the previous Mishnah, it was kiven libam to what they were doing. He's listening to the Shaifa, so it's kiven libam to listen. He's listening good. He's mechaven to know what he's listening to, or he's mechaven with the listening to God. But the kiven libam is the yasiyah. He says, L'chayre, over here, the kiven libam is not to the yasiyah. He says, they were fighting. Klal Yisrael was fighting. If it was kiven libam to what they were doing, so they were mechaven libam, so the whole heads were mechaven how to the strategy of the Muhammad. That's a kiven libam lavim sheba shemayim. That's kiven libam how to fight. Kiven libam lavim sheba shemayim means, he says, they were making a mulchame without a cheshbon. The v'kiven libam lavim sheba shemayim. That's the touch kiven libam lavim. They were just doing pu'ula, just like Avraham Avinu b'shas, he was throwing sand in his kvon chitzim. There was no cheshbonis in the mulchame. The Rabbi Shalom was the oisa mulchame, and v'kert, and they were mechaven libam lavim sheba shemayim. So it's b'chal no dimyan. So he says, "Ein hachanami." The Mishnah does not want to compare these two in yonim. The Mishnah just wants to show us the difference that by mitzvahs you have to be mechaven to what you're doing, and by mulchame you have to not to be mechaven what you're doing. You should be mechaven libam lavin yishevah shemayim. So that's what, when Klal Yisrael got involved in the mulchame, then forget about it. Then they started losing. When Klal Yisrael went ganzen mesalik das from the mulchame, and so then they were matzliach. They say over a maisa from the Stipler Zechayin Levroche. Stipler was once in the Russian army, and they had to practice shooting on Shabbos to shoot the bullseye. When you hit the bullseye, so then al kaponim you were able to. So there was a machlokes of gedolim how they should shoot. The Stipler held you have to shoot with the left hand. You have to shoot. You can't say it was pikuach nefesh, but shoot with the left hand. And others tiny, you shoot with the left hand, you'll be shooting the whole day. Shoot with the right hand, I'll cup on them. So lemaisa, you'll be able to hit the bullseye in Fartik. Bekitza, the Stipler took one shot with the left hand, he got the bullseye in Fartik. He was putter. That's why missing the Chasam Sofer with this Mishnah. That was Shechavon, Kshechavon, Libam, Lavim, Sheba, Shemaim, and they have no Cheshbonis, no Kavone, how the Melchom is going out, then everything went good. That's how the Chasam Sofer says Pshat in the Mishnah. There's another Pshat that the Chasam Sofer says. He wants to say Pshat that Be'emison, the whole Milchemes Amalek was because Klal Yisrael had a Yerida, was Refidim, Rafidim, Minat Teire, they were Misoinen, there was a Tainan Klal Yisrael. That was the reason for the Muhammad. So Be'emesli wants a taina Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas was v'hochein levava meilecha. He was mespal as klal yisol zizach mesakim zayin. That was the tefillas of Moshe Rabbeinu. If they'll v'hochein levava meilecha, then the Rabbeinu Shalom take care of the Muhammad. She says something very interesting. So he says, so v'hoye kashe yorem Moshe's yodo, he was mespalo, klal yisol should v'hochein levava meilecha, they should be, is govru yisroel. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, oh, v'hoch Hashem. It's good. So the Yidna are taken care of. As soon as he put down his hands, is the V'hochin Levavam became bottled by Klal Yisrael. Is the Govar Amolek, so he had to go and put up his hands again. So Fakir, the Tvil of Moshe Rabbeinu was not on the Mulchome. The Tvil of Moshe Rabbeinu was as V'hochin Levavam Eilecha. And Fakir, and he was always Taylor when things were going good. That's Taka's, and Taka was like that. But this remained Kozman, he was Mespalo for that. When he stopped being Mespalo, so Klai Yisrael also had a Yerid, and then it was V'govar Amolek. Rab Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim, says Pshat, he is Bechlal a Yisod, that the Iker, the Iker Kavona of Tfilah is a Meirde Kekashem. He has, let's say, a person is a Chmona Netzlon sick. So he's Mispalo to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he should get healthy. So he says, the Rabbeinu Shalom made him sick. There's a Kavona he should be sick. There's a Kavona from the sickness that it's the Yisurim. The Malkim, there's a cheshbon why he's sick. And all of a sudden he says, he's telling the Rabbi Shalom his Baal, he shouldn't be sick anymore. I mean, what's pshat in the cheshbon? Goes to a doctor and he asks the doctor for the medicine. The doctor gives the medicine. Then he starts asking, please, don't give me the medicines. I mean, the medicines are as a refuah. So this is, so the Yisurim are refuah also. That's his Zahorim. So he, Lamaisa wants to say, that Be'emesin, the ideal tefillah is a different tefillah in Gansen. The ideal tefillah is, V'mokim, when there's a chilul Hashem, so the tefillah is, no, mir kumtach, aber, so, the Rabbein Shalom kum nicht, the chilul Hashem is, why should there be a chilul Hashem? And if his ikya tefillah is on the chilul Hashem, so then that's a different cheshbon in Gansen. So als das Batman that the Rabbeinu Shalom should see that there shouldn't be the Chilul Hashem. So he says by Mulchemes Amalek, the whole Mulchama of Amalek was to be Mechalo Shem Shemayim. Zerken Miles Klape Maila, the whole Kavona was to Mulchama Lashem. Fakir, they wanted it. That was the whole Kavona, Mulchama Lashem. So he says like this. So, Kozman, Sheisol, Mistaklin, Klape, Milo, Mishabdens, Limavim, Shibashimayim, that the tefillah is not, they're being mispalo for themselves, the tzore, the immediate tzore they're having from the Malaikim. They were Mistaklin, Klape, Milo, they looked a little further, they weren't so short-sighted. So, Mimele, so then is Hoyu, Menat, Misgabrin. Vimlav, how you know it's not. That's what he wants to say, Pshat. Ki yoytze badover atoimer, asay locho sorof, vesim oysoy al neitz, boye kol anoshuch, vero oysoy vachay. Vechinocho shmeimis einoche shmechaye, elo, bizman shiso mistaklun kapim mailo, mishabdim es libon lavim shibashamayim, oye mishrapim. Vimlav, how you nimoikim. Now here he wants to say two pshatim. One pshat he wants to say, by Milchemes Amolek, there was a Chilul Hashem. So there the Mistaklim Klape Maila is that Fakir, the Klaisel Mispalo, that there shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. That was the Tvila. By Aseilach HaSorof, there was no Chilul Hashem over here. This was an einish for Klal Yisrael. But there's another cheshbon. There's a cheshbon b'chol tzorosam loy tzor. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mitztayer b'tzorosam shel Yisrael. Kilas alakim toloi the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that afilo when a rosha is nenash, Rabbi Nishum says kalani miroishi, kalani mizroi. It is not there's a kvedus kavyochel legabi Rabbi Nishleom, the tzar that Rabbi Nishleom has, and there's a double tzar. He says he gives a meiridik emoshel abchaim Voloshna. He says there was a father that had a son, a very reckless son. And once the son got shikir, and he's standing on top of a mountain, and he's waving to his father, he wanted to show him how well he could balance himself, and the father's pleading with him, don't stand so close to the edge, nothing what to worry about, and then, oops, he fell. He says, one could feel the gewaldike agmas nefesh, the father sees the son falling. Chmonen nitzlan. After the fall, they call doctors, and he has 200 broken bones and some other cheshchaynes. He's bandaged up and does. Finally, the son becomes oishiker, and he's in tremendous amount of pain, and he's groaning and aching and crying, and the father sees him in this matzav also. The father teched gvaldik agmas nefesh nebuch. But this matzav already, he's in the bandages are bothering him, the cast is bothering him, everything is bothering him. But this, the Agmas Nefesh over here is not as great, because Al Kaponim, this pain will bring a Yeshua. He sympathizes tremendously with the son. The first Yerida was Achman and Etzlon, a Yerida that brought with it a Shrek Lechem Apola. So he says, when a Yid does an Aveira, he says that's the first Agmas Nefesh that Rabbi Shalom has, that he had such a Yerida, a Shrek Lechem Agmas Nefesh. After Al Kaponim, there's a tipple of Yisurim, that's Mesakim the Chet, Memarik the Chet. So then there's Gewaldik Tzar by the one who's suffering, and Rabbi Yisrael Matoichet Gewaldik Tzar. This Tzar is not as great as the first Tzar when he did the Chet. So he says, if one is Mizvade and Mizcharet on the Etzem Asiyas Achet, and is Mizpalo to the Rabbi Yisrael Oilom, that fakert, that Rabbi Nishlam shouldn't have this tzar, witnessing that what Ayid is suffering, so that's even though it's not a tefillah of Chilul Hashem, but it's a tefillah that Rabbi Nishlam shouldn't have for Leiden, so that is Vistaklim Klapei Mailo Hoyu Misrapim. Such a tefillah is much easier in this Kabul. Bimlam Hoyu Nemoik. And that's what the Chaim Voloshin says in one place. In another place he says, that Chaim Voloshin says that the yesod of the posik ato reiso lodas ki Hashem ulekim ein oid mulvadoi, the yesod is that a person should realize that there's no koyach ba'ilam that could be meria, could be meitev, ein oid mulvadoi. And if a person finds himself in a difficult matzav, and he's mamik in this rayin that ain't oid mulvadoi, that there's no koyach in the bria that could be meria. Everything is through the Rabbeinu Shleilom. So then all the other koyches automatically become bottle, even though they would have some sort of a koyach abal pchire. But if he's takim mevatel belev sholem their koyach, And he's mistakel klapei mailo, so then they also don't have a koyach to be mazikim and be meriyatim. So he says that that's pshat in the Mishnah. That they saw the nochosh, there was a sorof, they saw shrekloch koyches that the sorof had. So kozman, she Yisrael mistakling klapei mailo, is a pshat, not a istaklus of tefillah, it's a istaklus of who to be meyachas the koyach to. They say there's no such thing as a sorafot koyach. Also, it's from the Rabbeinu Shleilom. And therefore, they're not machshiv beineyem, that there's a koyach nivchot by this sorof. So therefore, then is, being, looking at it in that way, hoya mishaprim, bimlav hoya nemoike. Zot the Mishnah weiter, chere shayte vekotten, ein meitzien es harabim yidei chevosam. Here we see there's a halacha that the koil shofar has to be, the shofar has to be blown from a bar chiyuvet. chere shayte v'kotten, since they're alav ba'al chiyuve, so they can't be yaitse. Svasem es mutsu tzeich emitzine sarabim yidei chayvosam, it's a very modern loshen na yochid, it could be maitse. Can't be maitse yochid either. So, mutsu tzeich don this loshen. Zeh klal kol she'ene mechuyev bedova, ene maitse es harabim yidei chayvosam. Tonu rabono. Hakel chayovim betkiya shofar kahanim ulevim v'yisraelim geirim v'avodim meshuchorim. Neved meshuchor is now mechayiv mitzvahs like every yid. V'tumtum v'androgynes. Tumtum is a sofik zohar, sofik nekeve. Through an operation, one could be mevara if he is a zocher or nekeva. Baba Asher Usham is a sofik zocher, sofik nekeva. Vandroigenes has simoni zachers and simoni nakvets. So they also v'tumtem vandroigenes achayev mikoyach sofik. Tumtem is chayev mikoyach sofik. Androigenes will see soon. Mi shechetshe eved vechetshe ben chayrim. So he's also chayev. That means he had, let's say a person had two adoinim, and Eved shol shnei shutfim, and one adoin was meshacherim, so memele, so there's me'urev boy cheiris and avdis. So there is chayiv, of the tzad, cheiris. Tumtum eine moitzi loy es minoy, veloy es she'ene minoy. A tumtum cannot be moitzi es minoy, another tumtum. V'loy eshe einay minay, and it cannot be moitzi as ochel. Androgynous moitzi as minay, and one androgynous can be moitzi another androgynous, v'loy eshe einay minay. Mishachetche eved v'chetche ben chayren, einay moitzi loy es minay, v'loy eshe einay minay. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'avodim ishachorim, aval avodim, stamozei avodim loy, v'chol mitzvah, shein ishach hayeves bo, ein ha'eved chayev bo, so he's not chayev b'mitzvah shofar. V'tumtum v'androgynous cannot be moitzi, es minoy, v'tumtum v'androgynous is chayev, we're speaking about Hakel chayov. Yeah, but tumtum adroigenish, shem azochel, maybe zazochel. So, mail the zachiev. Mishachet she eved is chayev, misham tzad chere sheboy. Tumtum eine moitzi es minoi, tumtum kamoisoi. It can't be moitzi, tumtum kamoisoi. Why? Shema tekeya ze nekeve. Maybe this tekeya is a nekeve, vechaveira is zochel. Mela, that's why one tumtum cannot be moitzi another tumtum. Kevega asks a kasha.
He wants to say, let's say we said that the Tekeya was Reuven and the Shemaya was Shimon.
So Shimon will ask a shayla, a rov, do I have to listen to Reuven? Reuven is blowing na shayfa, am I mechuyev to listen to Reuven? So the rov will tell him, you're not mechuyev to listen to Reuven. Why? The fact's fake. Maybe you're in a cave. So you don't listen to Reuven. And I feel like you're a zocha, but maybe Reuven's in a cave. So there's a fact's fake that so you'll ask a shayla, is Shimon mechuyev to listen to Reuven? Als mitzvah shayfa, am I mechuyev? No, you're not mechuyev. So he says, since he's not mechuyev to listen to Reuven, so just like we had before a gemara, pa'omim shayte, pa'omim cholim, so we had just like if a person ate matzah when he was alav ba'al chiyuv, he's not yoytze. So he says, in this shmiyah, he's not mechuyev, he takes mechuyev to a shayfa, that's true. He's a sofik zacha, sofik nekeve. But to listen to this person is a lav bal chiyuve to listen to this person. Because we'll tell him he's not mechuyev to listen to this person. So memela, since he's a lav bal chiyuve, he can't be yoitz. Even though al pisvek svek will be potter ready now. But since he's not mechuyev to listen to him, so he's a lav bal, so he's not yoitz with the shmiyah. That's very mechudishtik. Androgynous moitzi mino. And Reigenes Meitzi Mine and Reigenes Kemoise. Die Bosse Zaches Osle, Schneem Chayovim. Die Bosse Nakvis Osle, Schneem Petur. Rashi, would seem Rashi seems to say that an Reigenes is a Sophic Zocher, Sophic Nekeve, Sophic Berje. But it's not, the mean is a Sophic. So if an Reigenes is a Din Zocher, so all Reigenes are a Zocher. It's a Nekeve, all of them are Nekeve. If it's a Berje, it's a Berje. So Al Kaponim, Rashi doesn't speak about that Zad. Hashem speaks about these two tzadim. Some amount of shech, he could be maitzi minoy. Emi shechetzi eved, dloy osi tzad avdois de mashmiya umapik tzad cheres de shemeya. That since, so it's a koil shofar from a lav bar chiyuv. Because a chelik of the tekeya is an eved. Zukte gemore weiter. Omama, hakel chayovim betkiya shofar, kahanim levim v'yisraelim. That's how the braise started. Fact, the gemore pshite, ihani loy mechayvi, man mechayvi. So who else is mechayv if not them? Zukte gemore kahanim et strichalei. Salke daitach amina hoyil achsiv yoim trua yiyalochem. That there's one day in the year that should be a yoim trua. Is man the less elabitkiya the chad yoime, so a person who only has this yoim trua one day in the year. Who the mechayiv? That's a yoim trua. Vahani kahanim hoil visnaya betkiya is the cholashana. Kahanim bayem, there's a dint kiya not only Rosh Hashanah. The chsiv et katem bechatzaitzreit alelu seichem. That means it's mutal on them to be tekeya during the year also. So memele so aima leila chayvu, because the pasuk says who's mechuyev ayoyim to a person who has a one day mitzvah, so one day in the year mitzvah. So that doesn't apply to kahanim because they have this mitzvah of tkiyah keseida. Kamash malam that no, that's the chiddush. Fact the gemara midomi. What do you mean? Hasam chatzaitzres vachis shayfa. The Yom Teruah is one day in the year there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Without it katam, that's b'chatzaitzreis. Elo yitzterech, a different cheshb. Sal kedai tachmina hoyilus na, shova yevu l'reish shoshone l'tkiye l'brocheis. That yevu is mitzvah tkiye, mitzvah amiris brocheis, like reish shoshone. So I would think, man dim ise b'mitzvahs ha-yoivu. So it seems that there's a dimyoin between yoivu and Rosh Hashanah. So man dim ise b'mitzvahs ha-yoivu, someone who all hilchas yoivu apply to him, ise b'mitzvahs to Rosh Hashanah. So he has mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. V'hani kahanim hoil v'lesnu b'mitzvah de yoivu, but kahanim don't have the mitzvah of yoivu. V'snan, Kahanim levim moichim loilom, vegoilim loilom, eima b'mitzvah d'Rosh Hashanah loil chayvu, kamash malam. That's the Gemara, now we have to see Rashi. Look Rashi, ochi galsinim, kahanim levim, so Rashi brings down, there's two Mishnayis, the argus is the second Mishnah. Can be moichem loylam v'goyim loylam. So Rashi brings down another girse. Ochi garsina. Can malavim makdishim loylam v'goyim loylam. Zuhi girses Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi. V'shar rabbis a girsim moichem loylam v'goyim loylam. Now these two ushtayin Mishnayis ein v'meseches elchem. Both of these are Mishnayis. Ubein Magdishin, Ubein Moichin, Tavayu Mishne Yiseiraninu. That means, first of all, before we come back to our Gemara, we're learning Erchem a little. It says that Kahanim are Magdishim Lo'ilom, they're Moichin Lo'ilom. So Rashi says, these two Halachas are Iberik. We'll see soon why. But Iberik. So Rashi says as follows. Ubein magdishin, ubein moichin, tavayu mishni yiseiranino. Ela aidi, titona hosom gabi yisroel, ein magdishin lifnei hayoivul, poches mishtei shonim, veloi goyelim acha hayoivul poches mishone, tone gabi kehanim magdishim vigoyelim. Now, let's just understand, the din of ein magdishin and ein moichin be'emesin does not mean that the hegdish is not chal. Ein magdishin ve'ein moichin means, that's where the Gemara says in Erchen as follows. Like this, there's a din, pidyin, sela, upundyin. That for each year, v'yepoida stay achuze, you don't look at the, look, base kur, y'epoida besela upundyin. That's a exeris akosav of pidyin. So, this exeris akosav of pidyin only applies if it was 2 years before there was magdashit 2 years before Yovel. If it was magdashit less than 2 years before Yovel, so you have to be paid it with 3 sloim. So you lose money. So the Mishnah says, ein magdishin kaidim shteishonim does not mean halachically. The Mishnah says, practically. Teira chos al mamainen shal Yisrael. So you shouldn't be magdish unless there's a 2 year span from the Hegdish till Yovel. That's the Taich Ein Magdishin. Now this applies to a Koyin also. Now, by a Koyin, the Mishnah is speaking about Mikaradin, Magdishin, Lo'ilam, it can be Magdish whenever you want. This applies by Yisrael also. So anyway, the Ein Magdishin, what it says by Yisrael, the Magdishin, it says by a Koyin, there's no difference between them. Here we're talking about practically, here we're talking about halachically. So we have one Mishnah, Ein Magdishim Pochas Mishtei Shonim B'chnei Ayoibu. We have another Mishnah, Magdishim Loilam, but it means the same thing. So that is no new halacha by Magdishim. The new halacha is by Goyalim. By Goyalim is that a Yisrael is not Goyal Oilam, and the Kohen is Goyal Oilam. That's a Negei Lono. That's Negei Asugya. Let's go a little further. So let's see. So since it says a magdishin, so tanagabikana magdishin, but the magdishin is zibri, the goyilin. Dikir is the goyilin. But I did the tane goyilin or magdishin gabi agdodi. So since the tane, when he said goyilin, already brought down the lashon magdishin, is tane nami gabi goyilin the mechire. Also, it is a din goyim loilam. By Kahanim, so he says Moichin Loilam, Moichin Loilam. But the Moichin Loilam is also not Chiddush. Vachim Bukim B'Mesaches Elchem. So Bekitzer, the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Kahanim Agoyalim Hegdish Loilam, the Kahanim Agoyalim Mechira Loilam. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The other things are no Chiddush. Now, Omal Goyalim Loilam. Now, let's get down to business. What's the Taich Goyalim Loilam? Sai by Hegdish and Sai by Mechira. So Rashi starts explaining. We should never be Yisrael b'moichel beis bayis b'ori chayme. Bim lo yi goyal ad mlois lo yishone t'mime. Nechlat. V'aloch is by bayis b'ori chayme. Boti ori chayme. If the moichel is not goyal the first year, forget about it. It belongs to the koine. Avol b'leviim geulas oilam tia la'leviim. By leviim geulas oilam tia la'leviim. That means that if they have a right to always be goyel. Fila by bote erichayim. That's one din in goyel and loilam by mechire. Lefi shenema bi Yisrael hamoiches teyachuz b'mispashnei tvus yimkeloch. Another din by Mechire. If a Yid sells a Sode, so there should be 2 years of Tvuiz that the Lekeach has to plant. Shnei Tvuiz Yim Koloch, that the Moich is not permitted to be Goyal. Shnei Muta Ligal Pochus Mishtei Shona. Ava Levim, Goyalim Miyat. So that's the second, that's the two Goyalim Lo'ilams by Mechire. Lefishne, Ulefishnema will be Megal. Lefishnema be Magdish Soda Achuze. The din is as follows. If a person is magdish as teyachuz, is magdish as field, so din is v'mlo yigoyel as asode, bailim, if he's not goyel the sode, umocha gizber as asode le'ishache, so lo yigoyel oit, so finished. The bailim, when he was magdish the field, he has a right to be poided. If he wasn't poided, so forget about it. Someone else bought it, it belongs to Yene till Yovel. So it goes out lekahanim. Now, this din, this is hanegeya us, this din is a chaymer of Yovel, that when Yovel comes, he's going to lose his field. That means, theoretically, one gets back to field Yovel. But if you magdish your field, and someone else bought it, when Yovel comes, you lose your field. So this halacha does not apply by Levim. Halevim is goyim loyim. Levim are always goyim. So that means this din of Yovel, which one loses the fields, this din does not apply by Levim. Hai the Omri Hoche. That's what Agamore says, that Levim are not the mitzvahs Yovel. It's going on a magdish day achuze v'loy goalo u'moch ha'gizbo shen yoivu mavkiyah miyad ha'magdish im leviu k'dach shemavkiyah miyad Yisrael. So meile, so therefore the girsa of moichin v'goylin, sometimes it doesn't make sense, because here there's no chiddush b'chlal that there's no din yoivu by Levim. The Ikar Chiddush is what his Rebbe's girsa was, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, that Magdishim Loilam, Vegoilam Loilam. So there you see that they don't have the complete din Yovel. So I would think, since Yovel has Hilchis Reish Hashanah, the Chovin, the Lebroches, the Letkiyas, I would think, who has Hilchis Reish Hashanah, who has all din Yovel? But since Levim don't have all din Yovel, I think they don't have din Tkiyas Shofar. That's pshat. Okay, now let's finish the Rashi. Kamash Malon. Karsin, Blake Karsin, and Hedlis Nai, Vashmotas Karkois. The Vadi Isnu. That means Levim also have the Hashmotas Karke. Bein Shalok Rahimi Yisrael. If a Levi will buy from a Yid, machzirim b'yoivu, they'll give it back in yoivu. Loinovku Levim mechlal kol ha-mitzvahs. They zich have it in shmita that if they purchase a karke, it'll go back to the moicher. Vadinim, the loinovku Levim mechlal kol mitzvahs adinim bein shalokri Yisrael mehem. The other way around. Well, then, if a yid bought from Dana Field, in Alpayim Amash Nitna Lechutz Lareim, Yaitzi B'Yoivu. Vafilu Bati Arichayim, Eshein Chayzl Yisrael B'Yoivu, Chayzl Lehem, Dachsi Vasha Yigal Min Alevim. So, Koponim, so there was a girse in Erchem, we see this girse, there was a girse that the Levim, Hey, the Lesnu Bashmotas Kakois. So Rashi says you can't say that because the zicher, the din of Shmitas Kalke applies by Levim also, but there's one halacha of Yovel that does not apply by the Levim, and that is the goyilin lo'ilom. By a yid, if he was Magdish's feld, and the gizbo sold it to someone else, so Yovel makes that it goes to the Levim. But a Levi will be Magdish's feld, and someone bought it, after Yovel will go back to him.